Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are tuned in to an open mic edition in which we will be discussing the writing community. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I am also the author of both Poetry to Life, Youth Struggle, Love, as well as the newest book added, Dear Royal Panhandlers and Hopeful Souls, 42 Unpublished Letters, just released last week. Both can be purchased at PoeticSoulInc.com. Inc. as in INC. I am also a veteran teacher of English language arts in the Boogie Down Bronx, the city that I represent all day, every day, as well as the owner of providing creative gifts as well as services for writers, and the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. So, yes, I'm pretty busy over here. But in any event, I do look forward to speaking to callers this evening. I want to go through a few protocols, as I saw on Instagram and quite possibly on Facebook as well. There are some new callers calling into the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening, and you are very welcome to speak, share ideas, answer questions, share your poetry. A few of the things please be aware of. Please do not use any profanity on the air. I know we're passionate as poets, and on occasion, no other words quite do, but we don't want anyone on the airwaves to be offended. So if necessary, while speaking or reading or slamming, please improv if your poems or words include profanity. If you are going to speak on the air this evening, please press star 1. You will be put into queue, and I will definitely get to you, even if it takes a while. Please don't grow impatient. However, while you are on the air, please mute all background noise because it is amplified in the studio, and that will interfere with our abilities to hear what you have to say, which is very important. Your voice is important. If you're listening on the air at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, please feel free to utilize the chat box to send questions, comments, feedback, and I will read it aloud on the air before the episode is over. As far as I know now, the chat box is working. For those of you loyal listeners who listen often, you know at times it doesn't. Please feel free at any time, whether you're listening on the air, on the phone lines, rather, or online, to email the talk show with any ideas, suggestions that you may have, and I will definitely take those into consideration as well moving forward. Now that all of that, if you're not following the show on blogtalkradio.com, please do so by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, and 2 is the number 2, life, and you may also tune in to all of the past episodes, open mic episodes, interviews, deep discussions regarding many different things, and you will definitely be inspired. So if you have not yet followed the show, once again, blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. Please don't forget that the number two, life, and definitely become a member of this Poetic Soul family. And so this evening we are going to be discussing the writing community. We have been on the air since June of last year, 2014, we had a super-duper dope episode celebrating the birthday anniversary of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. As you all know, we run on donations, and we have raised enough money within the first 4 months to be on the air up until June of last year. And along with some of the glitches caused by Blog Talk Radio interfering with some episodes of the Poetic Soul Talk Show, Dee Dee Wright, yours truly, who is speaking to you now, did call and verbalize and articulate issues that I had and the feelings that I had at the moment, which also afforded us a couple of weeks and or months free of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. So, as I stated, we were able to stay on the air until June. I have also donated, as well as many of the loyal listeners, writers, authors, people passing through for contests, for all types of things. Donations has been raised. For all intents and purposes, we are a community of not just poets, but writers, artists, etc. And that is the reason why I felt the need to host this evening's episode with this title in mind. So, yes, you are able at any given time to share poetry. It is an open mic edition. But the question that I wanted to throw out there to all of you, whether you will be sharing poetry or not, please, if possible, answer the question, because I'm just curious. What is the significance of a community for writers, of writers, those who share this gift of being able to put words on paper? What is the significance and the importance of it all? And what do you gain from giving to this type of community or a community of writers. And so if at any given point, once again, you would like to share the answers to either or both of those questions, please press star one if you're listening on the phone line. And if you're listening online, welcome. Your voice is also important. Please feel free to share it through the chat box, and I will read the answers aloud on the air this evening. We do have callers, so I'm going to be going to the phone lines. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from? Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ahmad from Connecticut.
Hi, Ahmad from Connecticut. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Shout out to Just Ahmad from Instagram, who has tuned into a couple of episodes. Deep thinker, dope poet. And so, Ahmad, would you mind answering either one of or both of the questions posed to the audience this evening?
Can you repeat the question again, please?
What is the significance of being a member of a writing community or a community of writers such as the Poetic Soul Talk Show? We are all, in one way or another, writers.
The second question, if you
want to choose which one, the second question was, what do you gain from giving to a community of writers?
Can I answer on both on one?
Sure.
I think the significance of a writing community such as the Poetic Soul Talk Show is a major significance because it allows people to be able to come together and express thoughts and views that they wouldn't normally be able to get out without being criticized. Because a lot of times we as writers and as people, we have a lot of things that we want to say, and we want to be able to say them without being judged, because writers are very, I can't speak for all writers, but I know I'm myself, some writers are very sensitive by nature. So we're very sensitive by nature, and we're very protective of our work. So anytime we're able to assemble together and just share our ideas and our views, like about life or however it is that we feel, like we all come from different walks of life. So anytime we're able to just articulate how we feel and get it out in a healthy way, it's good for everybody because it allows you to draw from one another. It gives you strength. It's almost like going to church, so to speak. And it's almost like going to church or sitting in a counseling session because it's therapy. Like for me, writing is therapy. And I think I could speak for some others by saying that writing is therapy. So when you're able to come and you're able to hear what other people have to say, somebody else could have already gone through a situation. And they could spit a poem, and you just listening to it, and you're like, wow, like that's exactly what I'm going through. So they're basically about us sharing our stories with one another, but basically being an inspiration to one another. We're able to help each other, like, overcome obstacles through our poetry. We're able to uplift people. We're able to move people and make people feel and, just grow and want to be better people. And I think that's the beautiful thing about a writer's community, because it's so diverse. I could say something that will make you think differently. You could say something that may make me think differently. Like we all contribute something. So I think that's the same.
Absolutely. That, and you also, like you said, you answered both questions in one. Thank you so much for sharing that. You definitely answered both, and I agree with everything that you said. Thank you for sharing that this evening. So do you have a poem to share with us this evening?
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Whenever you're ready, we're listening.
Okay. I think this poem is more so appropriate because of all the things that have been happening in the news. I wrote it probably like a couple months ago. It's called If They Gun Me Down. So,
okay. Wow. If They Gunned Me Down is the title?
If They Gunned Me Down, yeah.
All right. Y'all are tuned in to a writer's community. Check out Ahmad, this writer, If They Gunned Me Down. We're listening whenever.
If I walk out of here tonight and they gun me down, leaving me to drown in a pool of my own blood until I'm nothing more than a shivering carcass. Tell them I saw this before it happened. So I wasn't surprised when they showed up in their uniforms with their weapons drawn, accusing me of something I didn't do. But when I didn't move, it wasn't because I was scared. I lack common sense, but ever since I saw so many black bodies being treated like sacrifices, I wondered what the price is for a black man's life in America, the home of the free, the home of the brave. But how brave are they when they only shoot when your back is turned? Tell them I turned every stage into a pulpit in these 16th discernment, speaking life into the lost that were trying to find a way, and every day was a struggle. Tell them I struggled but overcame, and the pain just made me go harder, because you can't expect to have what you're not willing to work for. Tell them everything I had I worked for, and nothing was given that I remember giving my all and still not being appreciated. Tell them I was hated for all the right reasons, but loved for all the wrong ones, and that my voice was a gun spitting metaphorical bullets every time I stepped behind the microphone. And being alone was a feeling that I felt far too often. So often I got lost in the lines of my rhymes to cleanse my mind and put my mind at peace. Tell them I was a peaceful manner to provoke it, that I never spoke without reason. Tell them they took my life for no reason but to try to justify it by saying I was armed. Yeah, tell them I was armed, black and dangerous, and the only weapon they carried, the only weapon that I carried was the one they couldn't get to inside of my mind. Tell them my mind was a treasure chest, only I had the key to unlock. Tell them I had my hands up when they shot. Tell them I got tired of being followed, so I stood my ground until I couldn't breathe. Tell them we ain't scared no more. Tell them this ain't war with the police, but this is war with injustice. Tell them justice ain't being served, and my people ain't leaving from this table until we get what we asked for. Tell them to stop playing stupid. They know what we asked for, and we won't stop until we get it. Tell them I did it, even when they told me I couldn't and shouldn't, because of what people might say and do. Tell them I do not care and still don't, because I'm not defined by the opinions of other people. Tell them every time I spit, it was like a homicide. Tell them these black homicides gotta stop. Tell them I had a swagger like Nas, but was a rebel like Tupac, and them two shots wasn't enough to drop me, so they settled for five, and after five, I still stood tall like nothing ever happened. Termination meets faith, and faith meets hustle, and when I lacked in muscle, I made up for it in heart. Tell them I have the heart of a rioter in Baltimore. The more they tried to keep me quiet, the louder I got. Tell them I got tired of being a follower, so I learned how to lead, how to be comfortable in my own skin. Tell them I wore this melanin like a badge of honor in a world that didn't honor my presence. They were in the presence of a king. Tell them I was a king, that they need a crown for validation. Tell them to stop hating. Tell them all that hating ain't good for your blood. Tell them to love. Tell them to forgive. And until you forgive, you'll never be forgiven. If they gun me down tonight, tell them my death wasn't an accident but an execution. Tell them to stop looting. Tell them to stop shooting. Tell them to pick up a Bible and find God. Tell them I found God and I refused to let him go, and that I wasn't ready to go, but I understood everything happens for a reason. And from the moment I stopped breathing, that's when the revolution started. Tell them I wasn't just another statistic, but I fought bigger than my block, my hood, my ghetto. Tell them I told the truth even when it got uncomfortable, that I was never comfortable settling, so I always found ways to improve, and that I was the dude that was constantly looked over, but before it's over, they will remember my name, what I stood for, and why I came. Tell them I never settled for mediocrity. Tell them there was no stopping me. Tell them I just wanted to change the world before it changed me. So if they gunned me down tonight, it was because they couldn't change me. So they found a way to keep me quiet, but even in my silence, I still spoke. Tell them I was a spirit that couldn't be broke.
Damn it, Gina. Damn it, Ahmad. Damn it. Wow. Wow, wow, and wow, wow. I am rarely speechless. I mean, wow. That came from someplace deep. For those of y'all that are tuned in, y'all are tuned into a writer's community this evening, open mic episode on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. And if you tuned in late and did not catch that entire poem, I mean, you have to visit the podcast thereafter. That was so Ahmad. So you're feeling very passionately about the circumstances surrounding young men of color and violence and murder, and that poem came from someplace very deep within. Am I correct?
Because I see it, yeah, because I see it every day. And I have cousins and just different people that have become victims to the streets. So I see it every day, and I'm usually very vocal about my views. But when the Sandra Bland thing came about, I didn't really want to speak. I didn't speak on it. I stayed away, and that's kind of around the time I stopped coming on the air. Like, I stayed away from Instagram for a little while, and I was just kind of just sitting back, like, in the shadows, just looking and just seeing, like, just the different stuff that was going on and different stuff that's happening. And, like, being a being a man of color, and I wouldn't even say about color, but just being a person in general, it just makes you wonder, like, dang, am I next? So it's just like, if you,
Lord,
it just makes you wonder, it's like, am I next? So for me, when I wrote that, it's just like, you know, if I don't make it, you know, like, if I don't make it home tonight, like, this is what I want them to know. Like, this is what I want the world to know. And it's sad that you have to, you know, it's sad that you have to think like that. But, you know, that's the reality of it. And it's just sad.
It's
the reality of it. And it's just sad to where you can't go outside and you don't feel safe anymore. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like you constantly have to watch your, I mean, you always have to be aware of your surroundings, but you have to know, like, if you get stopped by police officers, you have to know, like, dang, like, it may be a possibility that I'm not coming home. It may be a possibility that, like, you know, we shouldn't have to think like that.
It's not even if you get stopped. It's real. It's real. And I know that there are callers waiting. I'm going to get to you in less than 2 minutes, but I did want to say two things regarding what you said and, you know, that topic of your poem. Number one, my student's name was Ramarley Graham. You can Google YouTube Ramarley Graham, who was killed by NYPD in 2012. And I just hope that he's resting in peace is all I could say. But being a teacher in the community that I teach in, it's really hard trying to explain these things to sixth grade students. And number two, Sandra Bland, I had a complete meltdown when I heard about that story. And I'm going to tell you this. For a long time, I've marched for different people, from Mumia Abu-Jamal to Ramarley Graham. I've marched and marched and marched and been, you know, participating in community affairs as much as possible. And I always said, thank God I don't have a son, until Sandra Bland was killed. And I have a daughter. And I was just like, oh, my God, it's not even about the gender anymore. And so I just wanted to respond in that way. But thank you so much for sharing, Ahmad. Please stay tuned to the episode. Those of you tuned in to A Writer's Community this evening, please follow Ahmad on Instagram at just_Ahmad, A-H-M-A-A-D. Correct, Ahmad?
Yes.
To stay flawlessly honest as a response to the poem that you shared. And Heather Roberts, also a contributing writer to A Literary Assault on the American Mind, a book of poems that we all contributed to. She said, standing ovation, that was fire. Thank you, Ahmad. She was over where she is, jumping up and down as you slammed that poem. So clearly, you are very admired. Your gift and way of sharing is very appreciated on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. So thank you for tuning in. Don't go anywhere, okay?
I won't. I'm here.
Okay, hold on one moment. Once again, y'all are tuned into A Writer's Community. Damn it, Gina. Now, when I say damn it, Gina, I mean it. I don't know what else to say. And so if y'all missed out on the beginning of the episode, definitely tune into the podcast, which should be available at least 30 minutes after the episode is over by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life, 2 being the number 2. And I also very quickly, before going to the next caller, wanted to remind audience members about A Literary Assault on the American Mind. It is an anthology of poetry. Many of the poets called in week before last to share poems from this literary anthology. If you are able to purchase it, it is also available on my website at poeticsoulinc.com, but also available at silentnoisepub.com. Writers from all walks of life, ethnicities, ages across the country contributed to this dope book of poetry. So if you can support it, please do. The book is available for $15, and it's definitely going to become a classic, especially with the many different things that are going on in the world that we live in today. So with that being said, I'm going to the next caller. Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, everybody. It's Lady Poetry calling from Jersey.
Hi, Lady Poetry from Jersey. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm chilling.
Yeah. Great, great. Are you calling to share answers or share thoughts or poetry?
Probably just some thoughts. First, I want to say, who can come behind that poem that he just spit? That was just like, he didn't. It wasn't just fire. Like, he burned the place down. Like, how can we get in the room, you know? So, I just wanted to say that. That was definitely dope. But can you repeat the question, the first question? I don't know if I have an answer for the other question.
I know Ahmad just confused the heck out of you, huh?
I'm telling you.
The questions were, one, what do you gain from contributing to a community of writers such as the Poetic Soul Talk Show? And two, what is the significance of having or being a part of a community of writers?
Well, the significance or importance is that, you know, when you are a writer or an artist of any kind, you're automatically labeled as, like, awkward or weird, you know, so you don't know where to go, you know, to actually be yourself and to express your gift freely and to feel like, you know, you're not judged or nobody's looking at you, you know, awkward, like, oh, boy, here comes this dreamer again. Here comes this deep thinker again, you know. And so you have that outlet when you're in a community of people who have the same mindset you do. So that is that's that question. And the other one about what do I gain from contributing? Just a different perspective, that's all. And maybe someone will see something in a different way. You know, if they hear my words, if they hear the way I express myself, if they welcome my different level of passion, you know, and then contributing, you know, is just another way to learn and another way to for someone else to learn, you know, a different perspective, period. You know, from everyone else. So I think that's pretty much the contribution part of it. So, you know, I just wanted to share that, my thoughts about that. You know, I have no poetry, and it's only because I'm really trying to finish my book, which is scheduled to be finished by October, everybody. I just want y'all to know. And that's where all of my writing is going right now, and I'm not giving any more to the public. It'll probably just be like haikus, you know, or very, very short poems. It won't be anything too serious at this point. That'll be for my book. So,
oh, well, now, y'all need to know, for those of y'all that are new to the Poetic Soul Talk Show or may, you know, drift in and out, Lady Poetry, also known as she_LadyPoetry on Instagram, is a faithful supporter of contributor and donator to the Poetic Soul Talk Show platform from the very beginning. In fact, even before the beginning of the talk show.
That's
so
right.
Definitely go follow her and support her as she is emerging and transitioning into becoming published, although she's been writing poetry for a very long time. So thank you so much, Lady Poetry, for sharing your views this evening. I know you a lot of the times listen in and don't say very much, but when you do speak, of course, it's volumes involved, and so we appreciate you and look forward to being able to talk to you more once this book is released so you could give us some more poetry. She's fronting on the poetry, y'all. She's fronting.
Stop it. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
That is okay. We look forward to its release and supporting you as well.
Yes, yes. It'll be here soon enough, and I will expose the title of the book, I guess, at the end of September, so you guys can kind of look out for it.
Once again, she_LadyPoetry on Instagram. Are you on Facebook?
I am not. I do not do Facebook. It's just like pain in my head. Every time I think about Facebook, I just... I want to delete the app out of my phone, but I can't. I cannot stand it. I hate it.
Okay.
I hate it.
Well,
so I would never be on Facebook. It was Instagram all day long. Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Definitely look for her on Instagram and also at Poetic Soul Talk Show, because I do repost her poems from time to time. Definitely look on blogtalkradio.com/poetry to Life at the Fist Pump episode, which you're going to have to scroll through about 4 pages to get to, because it was in the very beginning of the Poetic Soul Talk Show, but you can definitely feel some of her poetry there. Please stay with us, Lady Poetry.
Absolutely.
Don't go anywhere.
Yep.
Hold on one moment. Y'all are tuned in to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. The title of this evening's episode, open mic episode, by the way, is A Writer's Community. At any point in time, you would like to share poems, you would like to answer the questions of the evening, which I will repeat in a moment. If you're listening on the phone lines, please press *1 and you will go into queue and be brought onto the air. If you're listening online at blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life, please use the chat box to send questions, comments, feedback regarding the topics this evening, the poets who have or will be speaking, and I will read your comments aloud on the air before the episode is over. Once again, I did want to take a moment to shout out 2 writers. One, Confu Blyther, also known as KDigital69 on Instagram, as well as Confu Blyther on Facebook, who did donate money to the Poetic Soul Talk Show so that it could remain on the air, as well as Rona Randall, also known as at I Am Poetic Heart on Instagram, who also made a donation to the talk show. As far as I know, I have not checked back to see whether or not donations in addition to those have been made. But once again, we are at a pivotal point in the life of this talk show. On Monday is the last day at this point in time that the Poetic Soul Talk Show will be on the air. It does cost $40 a month to run. And thus far, as I've stated, very loyal listeners, poets, people passing through have contributed enough for us to stay on the air this long. And I contributed the full amount last month for the month of July. If you are able to donate anything, $1, $5, $10, all we need is $15 more for the most part for this month. There were some poets who did agree to donate $5 a month in May in lieu of this time frame approaching. If you are one of those poets or were one of those poets, please donate the money that you committed to doing as soon as possible. You may donate monies to DD Poetry, DD as in DD Wright, poetry at gmail.com on PayPal, and that money will be transferred directly to Blog Talk Radio in order for us to stay alive and keep this platform alive beyond Monday, or else it's over. Just to push that out there, I'm going to go to the phone lines. There is a caller waiting to speak. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hi, Didi. It's Jenny from Miami, Florida.
Hi, Jenny, also known as One Love Poet. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Good. You?
Great. I'm great. Jenny is mi hermana. She's calling from Florida. She's a poet supporter of the Poetic Soul Talk Show as well. So, Jenny, would you mind answering the questions? Were you able to catch the 2 questions that I posed to the entire audience?
I did, but the way my short-term memory is set up, I can't.
It went through one ear and out the other. So you can answer either one or both. The first question was, what is the significance of being a member of a community of writers? And the second one was, what do you gain from contributing to such a community? What do you gain as a person, as a poet, et cetera, from being a member of this community?
All right. So personally, what I gained from a writer's community, I've just gained a bunch of friends. Like I've gained Rashida, Heather, Mel, Cisco, Erica, and many more. You know, like, we get to share poems with each other, just like-minded individuals that you can talk to and trust. And, yeah, it's, you know, people to kick it with, even though you've never met them.
Yeah, you've never met him, but we've met him because we've shared some moments, some of us, you know, humor and depth, both equally. And so what do you think the significance is, or was that the answer to, because that could have answered either one of those questions.
I answered the second one.
Okay.
Just, you know, what I myself get out of it.
What you get out of it.
Yeah.
What do you think the significance of this is for everyone?
For everyone, I just say it's, you know, a community, like something or like a group where people can turn to each other, and you know, it's just like every other community. You lean on each other, and you turn to each other for support. And I just feel like the writers' community is just like any other community, pretty much.
Okay.
But
I'm going to add one more part of that question to, because you brought up a good point. Is it necessary? Okay, so we've all connected via social media, and thank God for it, because some people don't have anything nice to say about it, but it truly has been a blessing to some of us. I definitely believe it's been a blessing to me. What does a writer do without a community? Some form of a community, maybe not the Poetic Soul Talk Show, but a community that they can, you know, be a member of. What does a writer do without that?
I know that before I was part of the Poetic Soul Talk Show community, before I would go to open mic nights here locally, like, I would just write for me, just, you know, to get my thoughts out and, you know, let all the emotions out. And but, you know, without the community, you do it for yourself, and you have yourself.
And that's it, lonely self. I'm being facetious. But thank you, though. You answered all three very well off the cuff, kind of, so to speak, considering your short-term memory. I'm surprised you didn't start talking about Tupac and Thug Life. That was an inside joke for those of y'all that are tuned in. That was inside.
I read the letter.
Oh, you did. I slammed that one on the air. Yeah, Jenny and I, we have a little, you know, a relationship off the air. So, you know, we just throw random things out there, and other people are probably like, what are they talking about? Okay, so she's talking about a letter from Dear Royals, Panhandlers, and Hopeful Souls, which she just received a book today. But in any event, do you have some poetry to share with us?
I do, and if you hear background noise, I'm sorry, it's my kids, they're supposed to be asleep, but, you know, it didn't
work
out that
way. They're not sleeping
yet.
Mm-mm.
So,
they knew you had something to do, they knew. They be knowing, those children be knowing, they be like, oh no, we're going to mess up the plan tonight, mommy thinks she got it under control.
Right? All right, so I don't know how to follow Ahmad, but I'm going to try. So
we're listening, Jenny, whenever you're ready.
Okay, always overlooked, always just that friend you can turn to, always just one of the guys, always like the token black dude, but reverse gender roles, toned down skin tone, and there you'll find me, always there, always the next best thing. If it's not that, it's just a midsummer's night fling, always wanting to get picked off the sidelines, and not just by anyone because I'm too selective, opposite of Darwin's theory, but even so, I consistently find myself a second-round choice. It's all too often I catch myself dreaming of proverbial lovers' arms open wide, but instead I'm second, always effing second, just that friend. And when she's not around, you call me. What, do you think I'm just going to go and hand it all to you at your beck and call? No, although, yes, arguably, sometimes I do give in, but that's on me. I don't accept responsibility and give my all for hours prepaid sin. Blame it on needs, on pain, on physical bruises, on I don't know how to cope. So, yeah, of course, some days my confidence is real, real low, yet other days my crown's so high I wear it too tall. It'll take more than a few venomous bites to make me fall. Even through all that, it doesn't take away from the fact that I'm an anomaly. The woman that should have all the dudes wanting me, not the one that men screw over and later regret the mistake of not holding me, but not nurturing and loving me a little closer. But life is silly. almost cynical, and almost ironic. They would rather get treated like a child, a newbie, or a rookie reading women hooked on phonics. So then they come back to me, and oh, do they always come back, complaining, ranting, raging about another chick, like, dude, really? I'll try to show you what could be. I'm right here. I'm right in front of you. I'm staring dead at you in the face with a puzzled look, thinking, this dude is blind by the aesthetic beauty she holds, when the beauty he needs he can find deep inside my soul if he so much dares to take a naked peek through his tainted blindfold.
Yeah, that was Jenny sharing that piece, which I read, but to hear it is always different. Whenever you can add a voice to words you read on paper, you was like, really, dude? Like, are you for real? And I, you can't be serious. But yes, thank you for sharing that very dope piece. I could definitely relate. I'm pretty sure many of the audience members can too. Often overlooked until it's too late, and then, you know, somebody want to cry over spilled milk, and ain't nobody got time for that. But yes, thank you for sharing that this evening.
A pleasure.
Y'all have to follow Jenny on Instagram. That is the social media site most of us use to communicate. She's at One Love Poet, the word one, O-N-E, not W-O-N, O-N-E Love Poet, and check out some more of her poetry. It is very dope and deep, and she is becoming this different person. And Jenny, are you also pending a release at some point soon? Is that the plan that I think I saw you write about?
Yeah, it's in the long run. I'm trying to get there for December, maybe January, but it's still in production, so we'll see. A day at a time.
Well, definitely. Keep us posted and keep me posted, of course. And thank you so much for sharing and calling in this evening. For those of you that don't know, Heather sent a text message saying, thank you, One Love Poet, with clapping hand emojis and the hands up. And she said she knows the content of your poem all too well. Those were her exact words. So we're showing love to one another, of course, on the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. And I also wanted to shout Jenny out real quick because her beautiful children are in the background. And she's also a full-time student. And she's still calling into the Poetic Soul Talk Show to share her poetry and views. And for that, that's admirable. I know both sides of that spectrum. So to do that just shows dedication and devotion. So, Jenny, we really appreciate you. Lady Poetry sent a text message saying, love it, with the emoji as well. You know, we are a community, more becoming like a family. And so I just want you to know thank you for calling in anyway.
Anytime. It's always a pleasure. I love talking to you guys. I really do.
Yeah. Yay, so you got to call in next Thursday, but I'm going to talk about that in a moment. Please don't hang up, Jenny. Stay with us on the air.
I will.
Okay, great. Hold on one moment. Y'all are tuned into a writer's community, and, of course, there are writers calling in from all over the place, Connecticut, Jersey, Florida thus far. If you've missed part of the episode, definitely tune into the podcast at blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life, two being the number two once again, in order to hear the entire episode from beginning to end. We're talking about the community of writers is the title. We're going to be going to the phone lines. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This is Steve Howe, a.k.a. Stunning One, calling from Arkansas.
Steve, Stunning One from Arkansas, yet another faithful and loyal donor, supporter of, and past guest of two episodes on the Poetic Soul Talk Show, frequent flyer on the open mic episodes as well. Hi, Steve. How are you this evening?
I've been better, but I've been worse.
And that's as candid as it can be. Well, we hope it gets better better. Better than not so good.
You and me both.
Yes, sir. And we keep Steve in our prayers as we do any and everyone we go through life on a daily basis, despite being poets and writers and artists. And perhaps we go through things a little bit more intensely because, like Ahmad mentioned, we're a little bit more sensitive, in tune, in touch with our emotions. So, Steve, are you up to answer, or did you even hear one or both of the questions that I posed to the audience this evening?
I just tuned in here briefly. So I missed the questions of what they are.
Okay. So the first question was, what is the significance? And you can answer either or both. Or if you don't want to answer either one, you can opt out. But the two questions posed were, one, what is the significance of a community of writers? Why is that important? And two, what do you, Steve, as the poet and writer, gain from giving to and contributing to such a community? Which I know you can answer that because you've given a lot to the Poetic Soul Talk Show platform. So whichever you choose to answer, we would love to hear what you have to say.
Let me just say this. I don't think I would be the person that I am today without having the group of writers that God has placed in my life, which goes for most of those on the Poetic Soul Talk Show, because before this show came along, I didn't really have a voice. I had my poetry, but I didn't have that voice. So the group of writers in the community, you know, of poets, I've been inspired by so many. They've refined me and defined me, I guess you could say.
You're so fancy, Steve.
I'm trying to speak. I'm just a small
we
timer.
We refined and defined. That was dope, though, Steve. That was dope off the cuff.
I hadn't been posting much lately, but I have been on Instagram and I've been reading a lot lately, and it's been good for me. I've been dealing with some things, and just reading people's poetry has greatly helped me. So I need y'all,
and we need you, Steve. And I'm not gonna distract you from what you're saying too much, but I did want to say, and I'm pretty sure she won't mind me sharing, Lady in Poetry and I were having a conversation. No, was it Lady Poetry or was it my Velcro, Alicia? It was Lady Poetry. And we were, like, talking about this show coming up, and she was like, Steve's writing has grown and progressed so much. And I was like, you know, I was thinking the same thing. And for whatever reason, I did not get around to texting you. You know, I think in my mind, oh, I responded to this text email. And then 2 weeks later, I go back and see that I didn't send or respond to what I thought I did. But your writing has evolved. And I don't want us, as in the Poetic Soul Talk Show, to take that credit, because that is your pen, paper, mind and soul, you know, that you put. But I've seen you grow significantly since even before the talk show was in existence, because we used to have Insta slams, and we would all, like many of us. Yeah, that's Throwback Thursday right now. But, you know, you've grown.
I mean, I see that in myself. When I go back and read some of my older poetry, I've seen that myself, and I'm glad that others can see it. That's like I said, y'all have refined me and defined me as a poet. It's you know, every day is changing. So
we appreciate you too, Steve, and you know, whatever this is that is going on with you or around you in your life or in the world around you, you just, and I know you're a Christian and you have the faith. I'm not trying to take you to church, you know, but just know that this too will pass, and keep that pen. Don't let that pen go too long.
Always. I've been writing here lately, but I will share a piece with y'all tonight that I'll probably post. I've got a lot of pieces that I've wrote here lately that I will probably never actually post. But
okay, that's the therapeutic aspect of poetry. So I'm glad, because I didn't want to ask you and then, you know, kind of throw you under the bus, knowing you're not 100% Steve, who we know Steve is being at this moment. But yes, you have a poem to share. Please share it whenever you're ready. We're listening.
Yeah. Y'all will probably see a different side of me on this one, but I'll go ahead and share it.
We're listening.
These past few days, I've just been existing. I certainly wouldn't call it living. If anything, it's been silent suffering. Prayers and cares uncovering little pieces of myself while dealing with deteriorating health, lifting up others before me, requesting strength yet feeling incredibly weak. My heart's been screaming in agony, but you haven't heard it speak. I guess I have my own ways of dealing with pain. My eyes have become clouds full of rain. Precipitation has fallen, and my heart has been calling out to you, hoping that you can hear me, wishing that the memories would come to life so that you could be near me. They say that distance makes the heart grow fonder, and that little saying makes me ponder whether or not that's as true for you as it is for me. Only God knows, so I guess we'll see. For now, all I can do is just let it be.
Wow. That was deep. That was very, very deep. And I mean, your poetry is deep, but that was deep. And thank you so very much for sharing and even calling in despite, you know, what's going on and how you've been feeling. For those of you tuned in, Steve Howell from Arkansas, also known as Stunning One, the number one on Instagram, although he may not be as active on there at this point in time, definitely go read his poetry and posts that he does have up on Instagram at StunningOne, the number one, .com, StunningOne on Instagram. And, you know, check him out and support him. Steve, we love you. We pray with and for you. And we look forward to your return. Whether you are the same or not is irrelevant. I just want you to know you are always welcomed home, and this is home for you.
Just give me a few days. I'll be back. I gotta have some me time with God and figure out a few things for myself. But you know, with the theme of the episode, I wanted to call in and support, you know, support those that have supported me. So.
And we appreciate you doing that more than you know, and you can take the time that you need for sure.
You should have your PayPal email paying for a whole month, so we on air, baby.
Thank you, Steve, so much. Thank you, and you've contributed before, and we look forward to your return. I'll text you or so. I'll give you some time and space, of course, to respect that, but I'm not going to let you go too far adrift. And thank you for calling in this evening. It wouldn't have been the same type of episode without you calling in. So if you can hang on for a few more minutes because the episode will be over. Yes, sir. Thanks, Steve. Hold on one moment. Y'all are tuned in to a writer's community this evening. I'm going to go to the phone lines to get to the caller. We don't have that much time left, but I'm definitely glad that we are able to get to you. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hi, Dee Dee. This is Authentically Speaking from California.
Hi, Nichelle. Authentically Speaking from Cali, past guest on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. What about yourself?
I'm great. I can't complain. I'm hanging in there, and we're on here talking about our beautiful, lovely community that has grown and continues to grow on a daily basis. Would you be able to answer one or two of the questions that I posed this evening?
Yes, of course.
Great. Do you need me to repeat them or do you remember them?
I need you to repeat them.
Okay, so the first one was, what is the significance of a community of writers?
I think the significance of a community of writers is the help and support that comes from within that community, from one writer or poet to the other.
Yes, absolutely. Very succinct answer. And the second question was, what do you gain from contributing to such a community? What do you as a person or a poet or both gain from contributing to this community?
I gain fellowship. I like, you know, the conversations and the laughs and jokes that we members who are a part of Poetic Soul, the Poetic Soul family, I just like the togetherness and the fellowship and the support from one another. I never received a negative comment or negative feedback from anyone. It has always been positive, and I am very appreciative of that.
Aw, and we appreciate you calling from Cali, being a guest, performing on open mic episodes, contributing to discussions we have. Thank you also, and because those two questions were very important, considering we were possibly not going to be on the air as of Monday, but yes, we will be. I am absolutely sure of that. And yes. And so do you have a poem to share with us this evening?
Yes, I will be very quick. If I sound like I am singing a song that some people may know, I can't help it because it was inspired by a song. So I will try to read it without the melody not coming through while as I read it.
Oh, well, if it does, then that is just as well. Whenever you're ready, we're listening.
Okay. I know we were hot at one time, loving each other's company, drinking each other's passion, and getting drunk off of spilled lies. I know you didn't mean it when you said it, telling me you loved me, beneficiary to my susceptibility. I was running with your words, and you let me admit it. I know you liked watching me run naked, emotions exposed for everyone to see. People advised me to cover up, but defeats felt so free. I gave you what you had not earned, so you continued to fake it. I know all the things that I did wrong, coming into your life thinking that I could save you. Who am I to save you? I'm not even my own Shiro. I haven't even found myself to be someone's mentor. I needed to be saved, too. I was wrong. I know you had negative intentions, intending to put yourself in an undeserved position until I realized that something was missing. It was your integrity and your conscience. You possessed misplaced confidence, confident in your games and your little boy antics. I know you're not the only one to blame. I allowed it. And that's that piece.
Wow. Very deep, very raw truth, very honest. Thank you so much for sharing that this evening. I'm glad that I was able to get to your call. I didn't recognize your number off the rip because I was listening to Steve talk, but I was like, oh, wow, there's another caller. So thank you so much for sharing that. Nichelle, what's the name of the episode that you were on in June?
It was Evolution of a Poet.
Please go to blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life, 2 being the number 2, and check out the Evolution of a Poet episode in which Authentically Speaking was interviewed. And follow her on Instagram as well at authenticallyspeaking_12. Can you shout it out real quick for the audience members listening so they can follow you?
Sure. It's at authenticallyspeaking, the number 12.
Authenticallyspeaking12. Thank you for tuning in this evening, Authentically Speaking. Please hold for one moment.
Okay.
Okay. You all have tuned into a writer's community. Next week, Thursday, at the same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I, Dee Dee Wright, will be interviewed by a Poetic Soul talk show family member regarding Dear Royals, Panhandlers, and Hopeful Souls, 42 Unpublished Letters, my newest book, and it will be a conversation. Whether or not you have the book is irrelevant. Please tune in and show me some love. I'm going to end the episode with a letter from that book of 42 Unpublished Letters, Dear Royals. It is called Dear Poet, and then the episode will be ending. Thank you all for tuning in, sharing, listening, contributing. We would not be who we are without the entire community, not just me. So thank you all. Dear Poet, page 34 of Dear Royals. You paint paper with realities you wish existed, with the bitter pains of yesterday, with the hope of missionaries on the ground. You write about a struggling mother, a revolutionary, the older guy who told you a story touching you in passing, your pen documenting where we stand in time. It is difficult for us. We feel so deeply. We think deeper. We are sometimes misunderstood, yet remain in search of understanding. That is the advantage we have. Lying within that paradigm, it seems to also be a disadvantage. Our pens scribble both. It is a gift we have been given to express in writing what a Polaroid used to catch in a frame. Our desire to be remembered soils onto paper. We write. We write in our minds. Being a poet is not synonymous with being in a secret society. However, we understand inexplicable facts about one another. Within alliteration and internal rhyme, we communicate what lingers in shadows and shines in our senses. Poetry, crossing barriers, uniting individuals who may never meet face-to-face but no less connected. Poetry, releasing who we were, replacing that space with who we are and destined to be. I understand your mind, poet. I hope your pen never loses its ability to move. I hope it changes lives. More importantly, changes yours. Keep the pen and paper close. Add your dictionary and books written by great ones to your tote bag. May I read your words one day. May the youth read your words one day. I admire your passion. We are synchronized. Have a great night, and hopefully I will be hearing your voices next week, Thursday. Have a great evening.